94.1 Juice FM, Creston's Greatest Hits. I'm Jensen, and I'm joined with Director at Large for PAWS, Debbie Crane. Debbie, I hear we got two Pets of the Week for us.
We sure do. Our first feature is Ronnie. He's a short-haired, all-black, six-month-old kitten. He's very friendly. He gets along with the other cats. He loves to be petted, and you get rewarded with a very loud purr coming from not a very big guy. He's had his first vaccinations. He's due to be spayed shortly, and he would love it if one of your listeners would give him his forever home.
Excellent. And what about those who are, you know, a little superstitious, a little afraid of black cats? Do we have another option?
We do. We have Butterscotch. Butterscotch is the brother of Toffee, who has been adopted. And Butterscotch is a stunning four-month-old long hair, light ginger and cream tabby. He came to us semi-socialized, but the volunteers worked very hard with him, and he has come a long way. He's playful. He gets along with the other cats. He's friendly to most people, and he picks and chooses, and I'm not one of the chosen ones. But I still go in there and say hi to him because him and Ronnie are in the same room. So he likes to be petted. He will be a bit shy and nervous in new situations. So he'd likely do better in a quieter home with people that'll give him some time to adjust. And like Ronnie, he would love for one of your listeners to give him his forever home.
That sounds great. And I've just, upon closer inspection of the picture of Butterscotch, there's a cat in the background. Do you know?
That's Ronnie.
That's Ronnie. Okay. Yeah. So could they, in theory, come as a pair?
Oh, absolutely. They're best buds right now. So if somebody wanted a very... Now, the thing with black cats is, you know, they are harder to adopt because people just have this, you know, thing about black cats. But as I put in his poster, he's very slimming when you hold him, right? Black is a very slimming color.
There you go.
And, right, and unconditional love knows no color. So... Right? So he's just a really nice little guy. And, I mean, he goes with any decor because he's all black.
Yeah.
So he definitely would be a great addition, even if you just want to look a little slimmer when you're holding him.
Fantastic.
But, yeah.
I take it that's the tip of the week, or do we have a different one?
Well, the tip's a little bit old, but we just, for anybody who doesn't follow us on Facebook or hasn't been on Facebook for a while, everybody knows Max, our 11-year-old black lab that had some special needs, so I had to go to a very special home with very special people, and lo and behold, those special people moved to our area and saw Max, and it was love at first sight, and they adopted him.
Fantastic.
So Max, after 3 years of searching, is in a home with a family, and is ruling the roost, and everyone's just delighted.
That's great news. You know, especially those animals that need that extra little help, finding that family that's able to help them out, and you know, give them a life that's worth living.
Exactly, right? I mean, he was treated like a king with us, and everyone loved him to pieces, but a shelter is still not the same as a home where you can take over a couch and, you know, ride in the back of a truck with your head out the window and stuff like that.
Great. And I saw that Sylvester also got adopted.
Yes, he did, and the family is just tickled pink with him. He's done, he's settled in beautifully. He was a really nice boy. He was one of our favorites. So all the cats so far are either been adopted or the last few are pending, and so they'll probably be announced as adopted in the next week.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for all of this, Debbie, and I look forward to hearing from you next week.
You betcha. We'll talk soon. Take care.